All right, good evening, everybody. Last night I asked if you guys want to continue with the topic that we started yesterday of eating before Avdalah, and I got a resounding one vote, and it came immediately after the shiur. Didn't make me feel super great about the shiur, because the one vote that I got immediately when the shiur ended was, please don't continue that topic. So we are not going to continue that topic. We'll pick a different topic. I was actually going to continue the topic because it was only one vote, and then at dinner tonight someone said to me, you know, it would be really great if we could do the topic of what kinds of drinks you're allowed to use for Havdalah. So that's it. So that's what we're going to do. I'm going to apologize in advance that I've only had since 7:35 to prepare this topic, because you know, you just suggested it to me, you know, at dinner. So, and I had a shiur between 7 and 7:30. So I'm going to ask at the end of the shiur tonight, if you're interested in a different topic for tomorrow night, let me know. Avi, I know you want a different topic. You're not happy about this one, but you know. All right. So anyway, let's get started. This might take two times. Also, it's kind of a long sugya. But you know, we'll see if you like it. So says the Gemara in Pesachim Davka. Basically, what we're going to be talking about is, you know, some people are makpid to make kiddush only on wine. Some people use grape juice. Some people will use schnapps. Sometimes they'll use even these little shot glasses of schnapps. You ever see someone use schnapps Friday night? Never, right? You only see it use Shabbos day. Why is that? Why do you use Shabbos day? You ever see someone use a drink other than any of the drinks I just mentioned for Havdalah? I've seen coffee, orange juice. Yeah, for Havdalah. Why? Why Havdalah all of a sudden? What qualifies you? Kol Shel Bracha changes so drastically. Where does this come from? Or does it come from anywhere? Maybe all of it is one big mistake, and that everyone should always use wine for everything. So let's take a look. So the Gemara in Pesachim of Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph tells us, Amilei Mar Yenuka Mar Kshisha Breid Rav Chisda Rav Ashi. Rav Chisda had two sons, one younger, one older, and they both said to Rav Ashi, Zimna chada ikla amemar la'asrin. One time amemar came to our town, and we had no wine in the whole city. So I seen Ali Shikra, when it came time for Havdalah, we brought him some beer. Velo Avdil, he refused to say Havdalah on the beer. Obas Tavas, and therefore he went to sleep hungry. He didn't eat that night because there's another halacha that not only are you not allowed to do malacha, well, last time we spoke about, right? That you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah. So he went to sleep hungry because he didn't say Havdalah, so he wasn't going to eat. L'machar terachna v'aisina lechamna. Then on the next day, on Sunday, we looked and we looked and we looked and finally got him some wine. V'avdil v'tayimidi. And he said Havdalah and he drank a little bit from the wine. Then the next year they invited him back as scholar in residence for Shabbos or something. So he was back at Tar Town. And once again we didn't have any wine. I seen a shikra, so we brought beer for him. Amar, and he said, Ihachi Khamar Medinahu. That if they bring me beer 2 years in a row for Havdalah, it must be that beer is what's considered over here Khamar Medina, Avdil V'toyim Midi. So he said Havdalah, and he tasted a little bit of the beer. What you see from the Gemara is that you're allowed to be Mavdil on Shechar where it is the Khamar Medina. But in a place where it's not the Khamar Medina, then you need to be Machfir on wine. How do I know that? Because the first year he refused. He wouldn't use the beer because he didn't know that it was the Khamar Medina of that place. And I'm purposely not translating the phrase Khamar Medina, but he knew that, but he didn't know yet that it was the Khamar Medina of that place. The second year he shows up, he already knows that it's the Khamar Medina of that place, and that's why he's willing to say Havdalah on the beer. That is Gemara number one. Says the Gemara further, what about saying Kiddush on beer? Amar hashu mar perzume utiini vaasni to buy me mirav rav mirbchiv rabchiv mirabi velo pashtlei. He said, well, wait a second. There are a whole bunch of other drinks, you know, fancy drinks made out of all sorts of things that I asked the shayla to Rav, and Rav asked the shayla to Rabbi, and it went all the way up the ladder. Rabbi Chia asked the shayla to Rabbi, and they didn't have an answer. So shichra mi bayi, you're going to ask me about beer? So savr mi no. So he thought kiddush hu de lo mekachin lavei. That given that answer, you can't say kiddush on it. But maybe you're allowed to say Havdalah on beer. So Rav Chisra said, no. Hachi Yom Rav, Kishem Shein Mekadshin Alav, Kachin Mavdilin Alav. That there is no daylight in between Kiddush and Havdalah. That Kiddush and Havdalah both have the same dinim. If you're not allowed to say Kiddush on it, you're not allowed to say Havdalah on it. It Marnami Yom Rav Tachliva Baravim Yom Shmuel, Kishem Shein Mekadshin Alav, kach ein mavdilin alav. So you see from this second passage of Gemara that both for Kiddush and for Avdallah, you have the same din. You cannot use beer. But it's not clear whether the Gemara is talking about a location where beer is the Chamar Medina or not. The Gemara then goes on to say that Rebbe thought that it was appropriate to say Kiddush on a certain type of beer, but since he then discovered that drinking that type of beer, as delicious as it was, and as high class of beverage as it was, it caused him stomach aches all night. He was up all night and with stomach pain. So since it caused such tsar, he said it's not appropriate to say Kiddush on such a thing either, which is also fascinating, that you have to think about where that beverage is going to land you, right? Sometimes a person may drink, vodka, let's say, or schnapps or something, and they think, oh, this is fantastic. Well, where's he going to end up on the night? He may end up sleeping, on the bathroom floor that night. So it may end up not in such a great place. That itself would be a psul, apparently, according to the Gemara. So these are the three passages of this Gemara that begin to paint the picture for us.
According to the last thing, couldn't the same thing be with wine then?
It could be, yeah. Someone's allergic to wine, yeah. Someone has a very negative reaction. So four things we're going to have to figure out. Number one, how do we paskin about Chamar Medina? Can you say Kiddush and can you say Avdallah? Number two, is there a chiluk between Kiddush and Avdallah? And are there certain situations that you're allowed to use Chamar Medina? Number three, what is Chamar Medina? How do we define Chamar Medina? And number three is, what is Chamar Medina in terms of defining, right? In terms of geder, right? If you had to come up with a description, with a rule, that if a drink fits this description, it is then Chamar Medina. What would that description be? And then number four is, okay, so what about actual drinks? Is beer, is wine, wine, obviously, but is beer, is schnapps, is coffee, is tea, is soda, right? How do we define what is Chamar Medina in terms of practical terms? So those are the four sections what we have to do. So let's start with when you're allowed to use Chamar Medina in the first place. So Rov Rishonim seem to hold that nothing could have a din of Chamar Medina unless wine is unavailable. Only when there's no availability of wine can something become a Chamar Medina. Wine is the default Chamar Medina. It's the default prestigious beverage. And it's only in a city where wine is totally unavailable that the Shaila would even begin. That's where Maisha has a tshuva in one place in Igros Moshe where someone asked him whether they're allowed to use a particular beverage for Havdalah. And Rav Moshe said, look, it might be Chamar Medina, but like, where do you live? That there's no wine available in the whole city? They couldn't imagine. Like, well, what would it? Obviously, there was wine available in the city where the person lived. The person probably lived in, I don't know, Brooklyn or something. There was wine available, but the person thought that that's not one of the requirements for Chamar Medina. Rav Moshe thought otherwise. So, people sometimes, I'll get the shayla, sometimes someone once called me up, said that they finished their bottle of wine at Shabbos lunch, and now it's Havdalah time, so to open up a whole new bottle of wine just for Havdalah, like for one cup of wine for Havdalah, like such a waste, because they're not going to drink wine during the week, they only drink on Shabbos. So such a waste to open up a whole bottle of wine for Havdalah. It's going to be in the fridge all week, it's going to take up space in the fridge. Like, do I really have to do that, or can I just use something else, right? Can I just use coffee or tea or something like that? So again, Ramesh said, you live in a city that doesn't have any wine, so if you have it like in your house, and it's just a matter of, you know, going through the trouble of opening up the wine. So, okay, so let's see. Three basic shitos about when you're allowed to use Chamar Medina. The Rashbam in Yisachas Pesachim writes, Ein yayin acher be'ir hazos ki im shechar hilkach mevzilin bo. Based on that story, if there's no other wine, meaning what happened? They brought Amemar, the beer, 2 years in a row. And he said, okay, obviously this city doesn't have a supply of wine. Only once he discovered that there's no supply of wine in the city was he willing to say Avdallah and beer, says the Rashbam, v'chein alacha, aval mayim lo ikru chamar medina. But water is never chamar medina. Ve'in mavdilin ala mayim afilu eichad alak ha-shecha. You can never say Avdallah and water even if there is no beer. But you see that nothing is chamar medina unless there's no wine available. The Rav Yah in Siman Tav Kuf Tes Zayin says that there's no chamar medina unless there's no wine available. He's just medayik from the fact that it's called chamar medina and not chamar he'ir, that you need that there's no wine available not just in your city but in the entire medina. There has to be no wine available in order for something to be called chamar medina.
Would you ever get to the point where
Oh, so good. Okay, let's slow. So let's take one step at a time. So shita number one, the Rashbam, the Ravya, that the only way beer can be Chamar Medina or anything can be Chamar Medina is if there's no wine in the city or the Medina, right? Something drastic like that. Shita number two, the shita of the Rash. 10th parak of Pesachim, Simen Yud Zayin, Dibra Maskel Amru. The Rash quotes a Yesh Mefarshim that Shar Mashka'os are considered Chamar Medina only if wine doesn't grow within a one-day journey around the city. That there are no vineyards within a one-day journey around the city. Achronim aren't sure what he means by that. What does it mean that there are no vineyards? What's going on in the city? Meaning, is he saying that a drink will become a Chamar Medina if there are no vineyards within a day's journey outside of the city, but you have plenty of wine imported into the city, and still the beer will be Chamar Medina? Or is he saying, no. Assuming you have no wine in the city, and you don't even have a vineyard within a day's journey around the city, only then will beer become a Chamar Medina. But if you have any wine either in the city or one day around the city, then beer would not be a Chamar Medina. So that's a machlokas gedolei achronim, how to understand the Rash. The Bach and Or Chaim Zim Kuf Pei Beis, the Magen Avraham, and Or Chaim Zim Kuf Pei Beis say that if there's no wine in the city, but there's no vineyards growing within a day's journey outside of the city, then that's called Ein Ayayin Matzoi. But there is wine! Yeah, but it's not easily replaceable, and therefore that's Ein Ayayin Matzoi, and then you can make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. So you could be sitting in a room full of bottles of wine, and as long as there are no vineyards within a day of the city that you're in, you're allowed to say Kiddush on Chamar Medina. However, the Eliyahu Rabba explains the Rush differently. He explains the Rush L'chumra, that even if there's no wine in the city, but there's wine within a Mahalei Chiyom Echad around the city, then wine is still considered the Chamar Medina, and you're not allowed to say Kiddush on other beverages. So that is Shita number two, the Shita of the Rush, just different ways of understanding the Rush.
Nowadays, vineyards mean stores, like wine stores?
Good question. I don't know. Third shita is the shita Sarambam. The Rambam in 29th paragraph of Shabbos Halacha Yud writes, Medina Sharov Yena Shechar. Whoa, let's say that again. Medina, okay, we know what Medina is. Sharov Yena, the what? Most of its wine, Shechar. Is beer. If it's wine, it's not beer. If it's beer, it's not wine. What's he saying? Beer is treated like wine. You know, every time you have dinner, they used to always be kovei asuda with a nice glass of wine or with multiple glasses of wine. They treat beer that way. Mutar lahavdil alav hawil v'hu chamar medina. You're allowed to say Abdullah in it because it becomes the Chamar Medina. Whoa. What do you see? That if there's wine in the city and there's wine around the city, but most of the people in that city drink beer, beer is Chamar Medina. And the Eliyahu Rabba writes, Shekein Yer Adas HaShulchan Aruch. Because Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Ayin Reish Beis, it would be Reish Ayin Beis, but that would spell hungry, so we don't, famine, so we don't have negative words in the spelling of the Simanim of the chapters of Shulchan Aruch, so we just call it Ayin Reish Beis. Shulchan Aruch in Simen Ayin Reish Beis writes, B'makom She'ein Yayin Matzui, which means, says the Eliyahu Rabba, that wine is not commonly drunk. So if it's not commonly drunk, then beer becomes a Chamar Medina. The Rama writes, though, Im yesh yayin bi'ir lo yikadesh alapas, that you're not allowed to say kiddush on bread if there's any wine in the city. So it sounds like he doesn't know that the Rama, that he holds wine in the city is going to be a critical factor. By the way, do we ever use Chamar Medina Friday night? Well, we mentioned it already. Right? Friday night, if you don't have wine, the next best thing is pass, right? It's not beer. So that's also a little bit strange. Why is that the next best thing on Friday night? And Shabbos day, we're never Mekadesh Shalapas, we're only Mekadesh Anyayin. I once had a Shaila, I didn't have a Shaila, but I was asked, I was sitting in the OU office with Rav Shechter, and I got a text to ask Rav Shechter the following Shaila. A woman was traveling, a doctor, and she lives in Israel, but she works in, I think it was Idaho. That she works during the week in Idaho, because I guess if your particular specialty, you could find these really high-paying jobs in remote places where they can't get people who specialize in that area of medicine to go to those places. So it's ideal for someone who's going to commute from Israel, because they're not home anyway, so they might as well take the highest-paying job they can get. So she was supposed to leave Thursday night, get back to Eretz Yisrael. Problem is, she got her flight got delayed, she got stuck, she's in Idaho for Shabbos, she's got nothing with her. She went to the local supermarkets, there's not much in terms of kosher supermarkets in Idaho, I think it was Idaho, maybe Iowa, I think it was Idaho. There's not much in terms of kosher supermarkets over there, but she found a bag of challah rolls in like the Jewish section. You know, like there's some of these supermarkets in these remote places have like, you know, ethnic sections. So there's like the Jewish section where year round they sell like a box of matzahs and like a gross glass jar of gefilte fish, like, you know, things like that, and Hanukkah candles, you know, like whatever. So she found a bag of Zamek challah rolls. Not bad, right? So probably been there for, you know, 6 months. So she found a bag of Zamek challah rolls, and she had with her one little thing of grape juice, enough to fill up one cup, enough to fill up a single cup of grape juice. So she texted, she asked her relative who texted me to ask Rav Shachter, what should she do? She's got Friday night Kiddush, Shabbos day Kiddush, and Havdalah to worry about. Plenty of beer in Idaho, by the way. Plenty of beer available. Kosher beer, because all the beer, any unflavored beer is kosher. So plenty of beer available. So what should she do? So that was the Leibedik question. The best was Rav Shachter's answer. You know Rav Shachter's answer? I told you this.
Stomp on grapes?
Stomp on grapes, yes. That was Rav Shachter's famous answer. Which I like to believe I made it famous. So that was his answer, but which meant like, okay, we better ask someone else. So where were we? Oh, so three shittos. Now it seems that the poskim are somich on the Rambam, and they say that we still have a concept of Chamar Medina nowadays. Meaning, the conversation of what's Chamar Medina wouldn't get off the ground in the year 2020. If you didn't hold like the Rambam. I mean, if you held that you needed to be in a city where there is no wine, or where there's no wine in a day's journey around the city, then there's no such thing as Chamar Medina anymore. You have to hold like the Rambam in order to even begin the conversation about Chamar Medina. And that's the way many poskim write. The Shvos Yitzchak, Perek Yeralf, in the name of Rav Yosef Shalom Eliashiv, Zichron Levracha, and the Chuvas Lahorus Nasan, who wrote Chuvas Lahorus Nasan? Rav Nassim Gestetner, the Hilig Rav Nassim Gestetner, a major post of Bnei Brak. Yeah.
Why is the Chamar Medina applied to it? Because if you think about it, like, you could order wine wherever you want, kosher wine, whatever. So, why would the whole concept of Chamar Medina apply?
Right, so that's what we're saying. You have to work with the Shitas HaRambam, who holds that it doesn't matter how available wine is, but it's a question of how wine is typically used. If you hold like the other shittos in Rishonim, then there is no such thing as Chamar Medina.
Nobody says that even according to other
shittos. Oh, so you're saying that there are a lot of places where there isn't wine available because all the wine is not kosher. Okay, enochinami. But certainly, meaning most of the people that are asking the shaylas live in places like New York, New Jersey. You know, there's kosher wine available. Over here, by the way, like I was surprised Walmart didn't have kosher wine. You know, I thought maybe we'd buy for Shabbos. Don't have kosher. They have kosher everything else in Walmart. Okay. Anyway, so that's what Rav Nassim Gestetner and the Shvos Yitzchak write in the name of Rav Yosef Shalom Eliashiv. The Rav Vosner in Shevet Alevi Chel Gimel Simcha Vav says he was always bothered that people are samech on Chamar Medina, even though there's wine available. He says you have to say b'derech efshar. Based on the fact that we know from Shas in many places that where wine is shchiach, that was stam shtiyasan. That whenever they used to have wine, they drank, most of their drinking was wine. And they would drink a lot of wine, and not even water, not sharma. They didn't have soda, they didn't have, like, the beverage industry was not like a multi-billion dollar industry in Bavel. It was wine, and that was, you know, and some beer maybe, and that was it. Like, people weren't drinking other stuff. There was no, like, you know, vitamin water zero, you know, that people could drink, or whatever else. So bizman hazeh, nishtanu ativim, regarding this matter, and even when wine is available, it's still not the stam shtia of Bnei Adam. If someone drinks, you know, we call someone who drinks wine every single day? an alcoholic, right? Meaning people, that's not normal for a person to drink wine every single day, or certainly to feel the need to drink wine every single day. So it's not a normal thing. So especially it's not a Yiddish thing, says Rav Hausner. It's not something that Jews do. And therefore, the fact that wine is matzui and shchiach in the city no longer disqualifies other beverages from being chamar medina. He says it used to disqualify, because it used to be that if you had wine, you used wine. And that's what all the other Rishonim were driving at. But even the other Rishonim would say that in a culture where, even if you have wine, you wouldn't use the wine is not going to be Chamar Medina. And he says, Zeh anir lemiyastaiti derech limud zchus, says Rav Hausner. That's if I'm going to be melamed zchus, try to explain why people use other beverages. Mikal makom b'kiddush lel Shabbos, kasha lismach al zeh. Kivin deblav hachiyika yayin sarv she'en lekadish, ela al yayin anavi, dafka kanal. He says it's not even a limud zchus for Friday night. Friday night you must use wine. If you need a limud zchus for why people compromise on the Shabbos day or Avdallah, it's a limud zchus. What does limud zchus mean? I could justify it, but I don't like it. Right? Meaning I would never paskin this way if there was no minhag and there was no practice that people were doing. You just asked me what the real halacha is. I would never tell you to use anything but wine. But considering the reality that so many people, it's hard to look at the majority of Klal Yisrael or at major segments of Klal Yisrael and say that they're all violating the halacha. So it's a mitzvah to be melamed zuchus on major segments of Klal Yisrael. Shulchan Aruch passes halachas of nine reish beis of test b'makom she'ein yayin matzui. Yesh omrim she'makadish mal sheicher v'shar mashkin chutz min amayin. Some say it could be makadish in beer or other beverages, not water. Yesh omrim she'ein makadishin, and some say that you cannot. Ula harash, but according to the Rush, says Shulchan Aruch, uncharacteristic. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes Rishonim by name in the Shulchan Aruch, right? Ula harash, belayla lo yikadish al sheicher el al pas. At night, you cannot use beer, you can only use bread. And in the morning, better off with beer. Why is it that by daytime you can't be Mekadesh Alapas? If they're saying Kiddush on bread is better, so why don't you say Kiddush on bread during the daytime also? Why don't you say Kiddush on Challah during the daytime as well? What is the text of Kiddush during the daytime? Just the bracha, just barbri agafe. Or if you're saying in a challah, what would the text be? Hamotzi. So you know what it would look like? It would look like you didn't say Kiddush. See, if you say Kiddush on Friday night on a challah, so you have a whole text of a bracha of Kiddush. So it looks like you're saying Kiddush. But if you're going to say Kiddush on Shabbos day on challah, there's no Kiddush. It's just Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. And therefore, we don't use a challah for Shabbos day. V'divrei tamei. And the Shulchan Aruch says, and I like that. That's a good explanation. And therefore says the Ramah v'cheina minik pashut k'divrei rush. That the stam minik is like the rush. So the Shulchan Aruch quoted two deos, whether you could say Kiddush on Chamar Medina when there's no wine available. And it sounds like he's machriya to be makel by Kiddush Hayom, but not by Kiddush Halayla. And the Ramah agrees that by Kiddush Hayom, you're allowed to use sheikhar, just don't use chala when ein ayayin matzu, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because those are all optional. Meaning those are just cheerful psukim vajabs. They're not an actual text of Kiddush. Yeah, but still, it's not a requirement of Kiddush. Yeah.
So what it means then is that wine that in the matzah, that's also reflecting the Kiddush, that there's no vineyard or
something? Yeah, it seems that way. It seems that way. So what was the Elia Rabba saying? What do you mean? I'm not. Explain the rush, no? We quoted the Eli Rabbi in the car. The Eli Rabbi said that the Shulchan of Mokham Shein Yayin Matsui means that it's not available even though it's in the city. Yeah? The tour in Simnai Reish Beis, V'yesh Mufarsh and Dovich Mar Medina Elam Kain, Shloye Gadol Yayin Mahalich Yom Savvayir, but he quotes the day that, like the rush, that you needed, no wine available from the day's journey. And the Bach says it's a big kula. he says, "Tivadei af beKrakow shematzu yayin harbe etzal achen v'ni shemevi mimukomu shegodel shem yayin havli makom sheni yayin matzui bo." Right? You raise this question before Eitan. That he says in Krakow there are wine stores, there are kosher wine stores, but kiven sheni godel mahalich yom kol savir. But there's no vineyards within a day's journey. So he holds that even if there's wine available in the city, it would still have a din of Chamar Medina as long as there are no vineyards outside of the city. Magen Avraham adds another kul on top of that. Mashman dim gadol ma'ad yayin samach li'ir ein b'kach chlum. Meaning, it has to be not just that there is some tiny vineyard somewhere. It has to be a lot of wine. That with around the city that there's a lot of wine, only then would you disqualify things from being Chamar Medina. Okay, so what we have so far, part one, right? So far we've covered part one. Part one is we tried to figure out when can you use Chamar Medina? When does Chamar Medina even come into play? So we saw lots of different shitos. It seems to be the majority shita is that it has to be that wine is not available. But we already had a limud chos that maybe even if wine is available, but it's not growing in the area, or maybe even if wine is available, but Rav Vazu said it's not used in the same way that they used to use wine, so then maybe it opens the door for Chamar Medina, not on Friday night, but at least on Shabbos day and for Abdallah. So it opens the door to the possibility, at least, of Chamar Medina. Now, how do we define the term? Once we're going to say, okay, it's not wine, I'm on the lookout, I want to search for something that's the ideal Chamar Medina. So what's going to meet the criteria of being the ideal Chamar Medina? So how do we determine the criteria? So there are a number of six possibilities of how to define Chamar Medina. Number one is Chashuv. The Rashbam writes that water is not Chamar Medina because it's Eina Chashuva. The Levush says, since you don't drink water unless you're thirsty, you don't drink water just because it's a wonderful beverage. You only drink water when you're thirsty or you need to be hydrated. That's not Chashuv. It's not called the Mashka. And Kal V'chomer, it's not called the Chamar Medina. Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Simen Kuf Pei Beis, that it's not called Chamar Medina unless it has a Chashivus in that Medina, like the Chashivus of Yayin B'chol HaMedinos. Meaning, wherever you go, wine, you go to a restaurant, there's a wine list. Not wherever you go is there a smoothie list or a fruit juice list. But wherever you go, there's a wine list, right? Because wine is considered a chashiva drink, so you would need something that rises to a certain level of chashivas. That's one. Second definition of Chamar Medina, and we're going to have to see, you're not going to find any drink that fits all six. So we're going to have to see like which ones are the ones that are really important to us, and when you plug them in, right, which ones can qualify. Second definition of Chamar Medina, Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes in Ayin Reish Beis Sif Yud, that only a mashka that you're regilim lekvoa su'udasam aleihem is considered a Chamar Medina, that you're kvoa su'uda on. The Aruch HaShulchan says the same, Ayin Reish Beis Sif Yud Dalit, that since you don't drink beer nowadays for the whole su'uda, how could you call it Chamar Medina? You don't drink it for every su'uda. So you see that it has to be something that you drink at every meal. The kind of drink you'd find at every meal. What would be an example of the kind of drink you'd find at every meal?
Soda.
Right? The kind of drink that you'd find at a typical, at a real su'uda, right? A seltzer, something like that. Okay? So that is definition two. Kviya su'uda. Definition three. Mashka shel hahamon. It's the mashka of the masses. Magen Avraham writes in Siman Ayin Reish Beis of Ganvav. V'nirli de'in mekadshin al yayin saruf elim kein b'medinos sharov shtiyas ha'amon hi yayin saruf b'kol yom. Schnapps doesn't work unless most people drink it every day. Once again, you know, like in Russia, maybe vodka, right? I think when I was many, many years ago, I read somewhere, I don't remember where, that something like 80% of Russian eighth graders drink vodka on a daily basis, you know, something like that, you know, like makes you tough from a very young age. So maybe vodka in Russia, but in most places, you know, you're not going to, certainly single malt scotch is not going to work in most places. So he holds that it has to be something that the Hamon drinks all the time. Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Sim Kuf Pei Beis Sif Gimel, even the mashka that's not the shtir of Rovan She'ir, but they drink it lefrakim, they drink it once in a while, mipnei chashivuso, they don't drink it every day because it's so chashuv. How could you drink it? It's got to be a special treat. So he says, that, like, and he identifies a particular kind of drink. So he says that would still be chamar medivah. Meaning, you can't say that if something is too chashuv to have every day, that it now can no longer be called chamar medina. It can't lose its status of chamar medina on account of its chashivus, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Because now you have two principles working against each other. Right? One definition is chashivus, another definition is what people drink every day all the time. Well, if you drink it every day all the time, it's obviously not that chashuv. So Shulchan Aruch Rav says it can't lose its status. In the Shaar Tzion, Mishmur writes that it could be that they're not arguing. The Magen Avraham is talking about where they only drink it once in a while because they don't like it that much. But if the reason they only drink it once in a while is because it's expensive and it's just a treat, so that's why they don't drink it more often, then it could still be called Chamar Medina. I mean, it could be like, you know, I don't know, certain drinks at Starbucks or whatever. I'd love to drink it every day, but it's $12 every time, you know, for the drink. So maybe it'll only be a once in a while treat for me because it's a $12 drink or something like that. You know, so that doesn't lose the status of Chamar Medina on that account. Definition number four, it's something that is Meshaker, meaning has alcoholic content. The Marshab in Das Torah and Reish Adivav Sif Beis quotes from the Halachos Ketanos that only something that's merave u'meshaker, like yayin, is considered chamar medina, and therefore he says coffee cannot possibly be chamar medina. Rav Sternbach in Chuvas Van Hagos Chelik Dalit Zemnayin Zayin v'yesh omrim Shmua b'shem hagon de brisk zatzal. There are those that say a rumor in the name of the brisk rav shetzarach davka mashka ha'meshaker, that you need dafka, a beverage that makes you drunk. Val came bira shchora deina meshaka. What's bira shchora? I think it's root beer. No? I think it's root beer. Right, so it's not alcoholic. Deina meshaker, pasula havdala. Can't use root beer for havdala. Veina nachum. But he says it's not correct. Sharisa v'gemara sefer ha'demeshkos v'nav mekadish lav. Says Rav Shemrach, wait a second. Rav Shechter said that the woman could just crush a bunch of grapes. That's not going to have alcoholic content. So how can you say, or some of them quote Rav Shechter, don't worry, but how can you say that it's got to have alcoholic content? The Gemara is explicit that you crush grapes and you make havdalah and you make kiddush on it. V'chein ma'ani b'yayin mevush l'av shalom meshaker. U'mehechi teisi l'hatzuch v'chamar medina davka chamar meshaker. So mehechi teisi that it's got to be more chamar than wine. I didn't know that. Shermach and Rav David Soloveitchik are brothers-in-law. Anyone knew that? That's a good family tree. So he says, no, you didn't know that either, right? Yeah. Who's Rav David Soloveitchik? Rashiva Brisk of the other Brisk, right? Well, there are two Brisks in our Israel. There's Rav Mishul and there's Rav David. Rav David happens to be a generation above Rav Avraham Yeshua. But when people say they're learning a brisk and they're bragging about it, it's usually Rav Avraham Yeshua. Right? Rav Avraham Yeshua is like the brisk, and Rav David is also brisk. So Rav David is the Zakan Rashi HaYeshivas of Eretz Yisrael today. I think he's a son of the brisk of Rav. I mean, really old. You know, he's, right? Isn't he? I think he's a son of the brisk of Rav. I don't think he's. That would mean he's. Yeah, Rav David. And that would mean he's like in the Rav's generation, of Soloveitchik's generation, right? I mean, the Brisk Rav was younger than Rav Moshe, so it makes sense that he might have a son that's still alive. Maybe this was a younger son. Rav David's old. I mean, he's he's been around for a while. He's been old for a while. But anyway, so apparently he's also Rav Sternbach's brother-in-law. So Rav David Soloveitchik said that the Ace had sorech tziva aviv v'havdil teo kafi. That he remembers his father. Ah, you see, his father, the Brisk Rav. Every once in a while, when they really needed it, he would say, "We could say havdalah and tea or coffee." So you see that he says, "Ha'olam idvareinu dibim komenu adiv kos kafeh im chalav asukar shayom chamar medina meshaker eino veikrashtiya kan." That the chamar medina meshaker is not really something not relevant nowadays. But Rav Shmuel quotes this possibility that what the Marsham says, that it's got to be something that's meshaker. He quotes that people say it in the name of the Brisk Rav. He says that it's sheker, that the Brisk Rav didn't hold that way. But bottom line is, we see a fourth potential criteria that maybe it's got to be an alcoholic beverage. Criteria number five, a mashka shel kavod. What does that mean? Isn't that the same thing as chashuv? Says Rav Moshe, Igros Moshe Arachayim Chelik Beisim in Ayin Hei, Bidvar Hamashka'ol Shalmine Soda. He always, right? So if you say soda in Israel, what do they bring you?
Seltzer.
So Rav Moshe is saying soda not in the Israeli sense of the word. In fact, he doesn't even spell it like the Israeli spelling. He's clearly talking English, right? Samach Aleph Dalet Ayin. Soda, right? That's so when it comes to soda, im yesh lem din chamar medina lekadish b'shecher, does it have a din of chamar medina? They say kiddush on the Shabbos day or say avdala. Hanachol nanias daiti dein kimayim bialma. It's just water. Even though people drink it at very chashuv meals, they have it at chasanas and whatever else. When people drink soda, when they're thirsty or when they're hot. And are you ever mechabit someone with a glass of soda? Only if they look thirsty or hot. But never just as a stam covered. You know, if people look thirsty or hot, you bring them a glass of water also. And that, but that doesn't mean that it's a covered to bring a glass of water. You bring a glass of water because they're thirsty or hot. What kind of drink do you bring to someone even if they're not thirsty and they're not hot? They don't look dehydrated at all? B'chashivas mashke, hu she'ein ashtia machnas she'tzrichim lem l'tzamam, el shosamam osam af below tzorech l'gufam. They need no nourishment nor hydration from this drink. El b'shvil kvota su'udo kvota archiv. Someone comes to your house, you want to be mechabed them? Dein shum adam shosi yayin v'yayin sarif v'shecha l'tzamam. No one drinks wine, schnapps, or beer when they're thirsty. I don't think that's totally true. I think a lot of people do drink beer when they're thirsty. But Rav Moshe says, no one I know. He probably didn't know anyone who drank beer. It's not such a Yiddish mashke. If they were thirsty, they drink water. It's better for you. So the only reason anyone ever drinks wine, schnapps, beer is for kavod. That's Chamar Medina. So what's he saying? Something that you would honor somebody with. That you have a chash of a guest, you bring them, whatever, fill in the blank, that which you would bring them, that would be Chamar Medina. So it's not just that it's chash of, it's that which you would be machshiv guests with. It's a machshiv kavod. It's that which you would show kavod to a chash of a guest with. And then a sixth and final definition, that it has to be a mashka of chavivus. The Rama writes, "V'nagu lahavdil b'matzoy Pesach al shechar v'lo al yayin mishum dechav v'alav." That it's the minug on matzoy Pesach to say havdala on beer and not on yayin because people like beer more. V'avsh Magen Avraham kasav shein lahavdil al shechar l'mkenu chamar medina. I the Magen Avraham writes, you're not supposed to say havdala on beer unless it's the chamar medina. Chav Chaim says that you could say havdala on it because it's chaviv. In the Sefer Ratz Ketzvi, Tzvika Reisman from Los Angeles. Yes, you guys know Tzvika Reisman. It's a very chashuv yid. What do you know about him? He's a very wealthy philanthropist. That's true. He's a CEO of a major cosmetics company. I've spoken to people who like have visited him in his office. He has like this big office. Where he's running the whole company, and all he's doing is writing Sfarim. He's just learning the whole time. Unclear when he gets any work done. He just learns all day. He's written like, I don't know, 15, 20 Sfarim. Very beautiful Sfarim. So they're called Ratz Ketzvi. He unfortunately had coronavirus, very, very bad, actually. And thank God he was zocha to Rufuah Shleima. And it was a big, big nes that he was zocha to Rufuah Shleima. So it was... very grateful. He called me up one day out of the blue. I only met him like a few times, but I was like, it was like right after I heard that he had gotten out of the hospital, and he called me up just to say good Shabbos or whatever. I was very honored, but a very, very special person. So in the Sefer Ratz Ketzvi, so if you look at all of his farim have haskamas from like every gadol. Come with that. So in the Sefer Ratz Ketzvi, he writes that the maila of chavivus is the reason to be koveya on the mashka shem of chamar medina, and he says based on the chinuch that explains that the reason that you're mekadesh dafka on wine, why wine dafka lefi sheteva adam misorer bo harbe shu soed umesameach. That's why the Gemara says if you prefer bread, say Kiddush on that. It's whatever inspires you, whatever makes your heart sing, right? That should be what you say Kiddush on. So apparently it's what you love. So it's mavur that the reason for the chiyuv of Kiddush and Avdalah Dafka on wine is from the fact that wine is soedim sameach. It causes a certain hisorus when you're saying the Kiddush. So that is a sixth definition. That's why they say Motzai Pesach. What are you going to be mesorah the most from? Beer. In Maaserav it says that the Vilna Gaon used to be makbid to say Avdalah on beer after Pesach. What's the biggest kasha on that whole Maaser? Where in the world did you get beer after Pesach, right? He'd buy it on the way home from Shul. Where do you have money from? Like, how do you have beer to say Abdullah on? So, yeah, it's a good cash.
Are there any shooters that say if the price is the same? The price of this shoot
is as expensive as wine? Yeah. I don't know. Not that I came across. I don't know. Wine is pretty cheap nowadays. You can get bottles of wine for like $6.
Three shack.
No, I can't imagine that. Yeah, Bartanura you can get for very cheap. So let's go through some basic beverages. Beer. Is beer Chamar Medina? Yeah?
On the second sheet though, where we said that anybody on the table is considered Chamar Medina, so that can include water or
not? No, water. No, everyone agrees. Water is not. Right? Water for sure is not. It's not substantive enough. It's purely for hydration and for no other reason. So to be chamar medina, it's got to be a drink that serves another purpose other than hydration. It doesn't seem that way. On the night of the seder, they say dafka. Whichever is more chaviv normally is the better one to use. Right, you have halachas like that when it comes to the bracha v'atov ha'meitiv. The Gemara says teriyayim ki is adam, that wine is dafka ideally supposed to be red, but that's only if they're otherwise equal. So there is this extra chavivus of red wine, but it doesn't seem that white wine would not be chamar medina. I mean, would not be wine. Yeah, so what am I driving at over here? To identify any beverage as Chamar Medina is going to be impossible. With Vada'us, it's going to be pretty much impossible. Meaning there's no beverage that's going to fit every definition. So whenever you're relying on something being Chamar Medina, you're relying on something. Right? The closest might be beer, right? But beer doesn't meet all these definitions either. Why doesn't beer meet the definition? It's Meshaker. You'd be Mechabit someone with a beer. So it fits Ramesh's definition. It's not that chashuv. It's a pretty, in fact, it's a pretty low class drink in this country. We once had a Vada Kashrus call where there was a sports restaurant that wanted to open in the Five Towns. So some people were going crazy. How could we allow a sports restaurant to open? They were calling it a sports bar, so how can we allow a sports bar to open up in the Five Towns? Leave that in Teaneck. We don't want that stuff in the Five Towns. So there was a whole to-do. So we had to like negotiate, like, you know, what can be allowed and can't be allowed. So we said, okay, we're not going to call it a sports bar. We'll call it a sports restaurant. So we had a big call with all the rabbanim in the community. Which is an absolute chaos. It always happens. We have everybody on the call. And one rabbi said, wait, how can we allow our establishments to serve beer? We're like, what are you talking about? Why can't our establishments serve beer? And he said, such a low-class drink. A guy drinks beer. You can't serve beer. So I said, I normally try to stay quiet when it's like all the rabbis. I said, excuse me, I think the Eidah Haredis allows, you know, Badat's Eidah Haredis allows beer. You know, when the Five Towns Vat, like, outdoes Badat's Eidah Haredis, you know, like, then, you know, maybe we're not in such, so anyway, so, the restaurant didn't last anyway, but, whatever. Oh, so grape juice is an interesting question. Big machlokas, whether grape juice is the same as wine, and what kind of grape juice, and major machlokas, major discussion. One of the poskim describes grape juice, kiguf belina shama. you can't possibly use grape juice. It's, okay. So if we were to go through, let's say 30 minutes, so we're not going to. Maybe tomorrow we'll actually get to the halacha lemaisa. What we still have to do is go through beer, whiskey, coffee, tea, milk, fruit juices, soda, and then go through why people are more makel by Avdalah than they are by anything else, when it's a beferish of Gemara not to be more makel, and then why it is that people use schnapps for Kiddush and Shabbos day, and particularly why people use teeny tiny amounts of schnapps for Kiddush and Shabbos day, because one thing seems to be clear, that you should require revias, right, for Kiddush. So no one holds a 1 ounce shot glass as a revius. So where does all that come from? That's a Hasidish Minhag, but holy tzaddikim do that. So where in the world does that come from? So time permitting, tomorrow night, unless you tell me you're sick of it, you don't want me to talk about this anymore, time permitting, tomorrow night, we'll get into those topics.